Cape Talk, Car Talk.
Jacob Moshoka, who I was lucky enough to see in the offices on Thursday afternoon. It's lovely to see you, good sir. Hello.
Lovely to see you too. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. You failed to mention on Thursday that you were driving around in a BMW 240i.
I just thought you might kill me because you could physically see me. Every time I tell you what car I'm driving, you literally sound like you want to kill me. So I was too afraid to be killed.
I would have offered to take the keys away from you for a moment and just go for a spin in Sandton for an hour. That's all. And return the car safely. That's all I would have done.
I knew it. That's what I was afraid of. For a little 2 Series Africa, this car is quite impressive. I have to mention the one that I am driving is the M240, so which means it's got the M Performance parts. The M Performance parts include like a sport exhaust, carbon bits in front, so a carbon splitter in front of the bumper, as well as a really nice spoiler and different alloy wheels. This, for me, is the 2 Series you need to get to if you're looking to buy a new 2 Series. And you know how I feel when I drive this car? I get a little nostalgic. I find that this car takes me back to the days of the BMW E30 Ushesheshe shape. It just has that really nice feel about it when you're driving it.
Except slightly more expensive, I would imagine.
So the starting price of these cars, the 2 Series, is around 714,000 Rand. But when you want it with an M Performance, just add an extra 50 to 80 grand on it. So you're looking at paying a little over 800,000 Rand for it. The one that I do have is entirely spec'd. It's got the sunroof as well. And these alloy wheels, the M Performance part alloy wheels, just look the business. They look the part. So if you do have a bit of money or a bit of Tom to play with, 714 all in and then around 800,000 Rand with the M Performance part as well.
Is it just me, or does it look very, very similar to the coupe version of the 1 Series?
Okay, so if you remember correctly, Africa, the 2 Series is fairly new. When you make any comparisons, you'd know that this shape used to be known as the likes of the 135 shape. So it is the same shape as the 1 Series, but I think what they've done now is that they've exclusively kept the 2 Series models for the two-door coupe. So if you're looking for a two-door, you go for the 240 or the 220 or 230, because there's a lot of variations in the 2 Series range. And if you're looking for the four-door, then you obviously have the 1 Series to go four-door. Essentially, it's the same thing, but the newer version of how they've named these cars are the 2 Series is essentially what used to be known as the old 135i. And if you look at what competes with the likes of these cars, the Volvo S60, and maybe even if we're pushing it, we'd say the VW Scirocco as well, Scirocco. I think that the 2 Series comes out top, and it's very, very closely, very, very closely linked up with the VW Scirocco. At the end of the day, the likes of the VW and the likes of the Volvo come in a little cheaper than BMW's 240.
But it is primarily a performance car, is it not? It's a kind of car that you want obviously people sitting in traffic to look at you and go, oh, wow, that's a very nice car. But also when you need to put the foot down on the pedal, then it is going to move and respond quite positively to your instructions.
No doubt. It is. At the end of the day, it is a very well put together performance car. I do find that it does quite well when you're taking off from a robot. So I think in terms of you doing drag racing legally, of course, this is the sort of car that you would go to. It's a car with a lot of performance bits and a lot of extras that make you want to drive it fast. And I do believe that on a track, this car will be quite powerful. I mean, it's a 3-liter petrol engine. And I believe definitely you have to enjoy it on the likes of a track before you even think about driving it day to day here in Johannesburg.
700,000 Rand just to get into it. And then if you want to spec'd to the M sort of bracket, it's another 80,000 Rand. It is a bit of dosh, Jacob, that you're asking me to spend in a car.
It definitely is. But if you look at how this car has been selling Africa, I feel as though one of those cars that are packaged and done by order only. So I look at the fact that the numbers are going to be pretty minimum, which means in the next 2 or 3 years, if you want to upgrade and you're looking to let it go, you get a lot of money back. It won't depreciate as bad because a lot of them are actually spec'd by customers from the factory. So I do think that will make it hold its value. I don't think it's a reasonable price, but I do think in the next 2 or 3 years, at least if you've spent a lot of money on the car, you'd know that that money will somehow come back in terms of the car holding its value.
All right, and there'll no doubt be an article and some pictures that you're going to drop on ewn.co.za come Monday.
Yes, Africa. I'll go for a photo shoot early tomorrow morning and a little breakfast run. So I'll get some nice pictures and I'll tell you how it feels to be driving 250 kilowatts and a 0 to 100 in 4.7 seconds.
Well, at the very least, I'll know you'll look fine behind it. Jacob Mashoga, thank you very much for joining me this morning. He's back with us again next week, Saturday. He's been driving around in a BMW M240i, which he absolutely loves.